Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, guys. Happy Friday. A few minutes past 5 p.m. DGS. So Tony is at Disney. I believe he's coming home tonight. He'll be back on Monday. Sue is out of town. Is she back Monday?
She's back on Tuesday.
Okay. So, yeah, just kind of piecing it together. Trish Gazelle is here from KZK. Our buddy Big D, D to the C, is here. And we're going to do some Studio Feud, right?
Let's play.
So you're going to host it. Are these the 2,000 questions?
No, I didn't feel that it would be right to, first of all, rummage through Tony's office to find the Studio 2,000 questions.
I bet we'd find all that stuff that's been missing.
And then, you know, he went through all the trouble of surveying those people.
That's
I didn't want to, like, you know, capitalize on his
labor. No, that's
labor.
A good point.
So who wants to be on whose team?
I feel like Andrew and I have turned a corner.
Okay,
the
you guys
past
would
couple
be on a team
times,
together?
Don't you?
Sure,
like we're really getting along and vibing. And...
Let's do it.
So D, right. Have you ever heard us play this game? Do you know how to play?
I believe I've heard this once. And yeah.
Have you ever heard of Family Feud?
Yes.
Okay.
It's just
quite similar.
There's some similarities. Yes. It's pretty different, though.
As close as you can get without being sued.
This is a little better, I think.
So I will give you guys a category. You buzz in with your names, and then whoever answers first can give me their answer. If they're the number one answer, they have the option to play or pass. But if you can answer higher than them, you can play or pass with your team.
All right, let's do Trish and D are up first.
Well, why don't we have you and Andrew, just because D's never played before, and Trish hasn't played in a long time. So we'll just watch. We'll just do like kind of a
let the pros show them how it's done.
Yeah, I mean,
show
we do play every
done.
Week.
Let's, yeah.
All right. Round number one, Andrew and Dave, tell me a prank that kids pull on Halloween.
And Dave.
Andrew.
TPing houses.
The number two answer.
Okay.
What do you think, Dave?
Soaping windows.
Number five, Andrew, would you and Trish like to play or pass?
Pass.
Oh, it's a good move.
All right. So, yeah, D, tell me a prank that kids pull on Halloween.
A prank that kids pull on Halloween.
Try and keep it clean, because you're usually just... Big D's out there just filthy.
I mean, you know, look, I come from the hood. They still hubcaps.
Number one answer.
A prank that kids pull on Halloween. That's a good one. I am stumped.
I think he's stalling.
I'm going to pull up our buzzer that I will. Hold on. Where is it?
We might have to hit the timer.
Can we discuss while they're doing
no.
You cannot discuss. Oh. Okay, I'm going to hit the timer, and if we run out of timer, then I'm going to go on to Dave.
How much time is on the timer?
10 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm stuck.
It's okay. That's strike one for Dave and D.
Let's go with Smashing Pumpkins.
Good answer. That is number four answer.
So the number one's still out there?
The number one's still out there. And they need two more answers to win. They have one strike.
Oh, you two suck.
We're just looking at each other.
Yeah, no communication.
Oh,
we
yeah.
just looked
they're,
at each
they're
other.
There's Sue Thomas communicating.
Okay, we shall.
All right, D, tell me a prank that kids pull on Halloween.
Stealing candy.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
It is a good one. It's not on
what?
The list. I have to give you a buzzer.
This is much harder than I expected.
It's different than 2000. I'm sorry. Dave, tell me a prank kids pull on Halloween.
I would say corning, but my corning story is only famous because I'm the only one that ever did it. Soaping windows, smashing pumpkins. I'm Tap City, too.
All right.
Back
they have
to you
three
guys.
Strikes. Back to Trish and Andrew.
Can we
they
discuss
now? You can discuss.
Okay. So the only thing I can think of is like throwing eggs.
Yeah, I had eggs.
Oh, egging. Crap.
Yeah. Egging.
Okay.
That is the number one answer.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding,
so
ding.
A point to Trish and Andrew.
What else was on there?
So that was the number one. Number three answer was ding, dong, ditch, water balloons, trick or treat, and scaring little children.
Hold on. That's so stupid. First of all, no one does ding, dong, ditch on Halloween because the whole purpose is to get candy.
That's true.
And then trick or treating is what it's called.
Right?
Yeah, trick-or-treating is not a prank.
No.
The whole point.
Right.
Take it up
with
the people, everyone says. Take it up
with
the people who were surveyed.
All right.
Trish and Dee, step on up to the podium here.
Okay.
This one's going to be hard. When your ears get stuffed up, name something you do to pop them.
Beep.
Deep.
Trish. Trish, go ahead.
Is that a name? Beep? Is it?
Yeah. Hey.
She has a variance that
a couple
she's
years ago
to
it was
here.
Spoo. Because that's what she yelled all the time. Wow. Off the air.
Can you say the question again? I'm sorry.
No, I can't. D, go ahead.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. They were talking. Yeah.
No, no. You host this game.
All right, go ahead.
You host this game.
Go ahead.
Chew gum.
Oh, good one.
Good answer. That's the number three answer. Would you like to play or pass?
Yeah.
All right. They've passed it on to Trish and Andrew. Uh-huh. Now I'll read the question again. When you get your ears stuffed up, Andrew, name something you can't buzz in and then ask for the question again.
Well, they started talking and I just needed the exact phrase.
It doesn't work like that.
Come on, beeper.
That was not fair.
Come on, beeper.
Andrew, when your ears get stuffed up, name something that you do to pop them.
You open your mouth. Like you
don't do it.
Widen
I know what you're thinking.
Oh. I'm going to give it to him. It's yawn.
I knew it. That's. Do you know how many times a day I open my mouth without yawning?
Yeah, but that's what he meant. I could tell.
That's what he meant?
I just mean you make the jaw go down.
You didn't mean yawn.
And then the ears pop.
Right. Did you mean yawn?
Yes.
I'm giving it
young
to him.
Man.
That word out,
look,
huh?
I'm running the game today. I'm giving it to him.
Just couldn't
all right.
Get it out. Huh?
Sneeze. My answer, sneeze.
Sorry.
That's dumb.
Andrew, when your ears get stuffed up,
hey,
name
it doesn't matter what
you
say,
them.
Because she'll just say that you
well,
meant
something. Well, I don't know why he's talking this much trash about the judge.
Can we know what the right answers on the board are, please?
Yawning and chewing gum.
And how many are left?
Three.
Thanks.
You put your finger in your ear.
Sure, give it to him.
It literally says, put your finger in your ear and shake.
Wow.
That one you had to hesitate for?
Because, actually, it said, put your finger in it and shake. And I got hung up for a second there.
That could be a lot of things.
Trish?
It doesn't say ear?
When your ears get stuffed up,
oh, I got you.
I don't know what this is called.
You need to let me do my job. You're being aggressive.
You're sucking. He said, open my mouth, and you gave him yawn.
Maybe we should take yawn away. That doesn't seem worth it.
No, we're not taking it away.
Because you're feeling guilty because you know you didn't mean it.
It doesn't seem worth
it. This is fun. Trish, when your ears get stuffed up, name something you do to pop them. You only
hold
have one
your
strike.
Nose and blow out.
Number one answer phrased okay. In that exact way.
That's the
you
only
have
one
strike,
I had.
Strike, and you only have one answer left on the board. Andrew, when your ears get stuffed up, name something you do to pop them.
Turn your head to the side and let the water fall.
I know what you mean, like this.
Yeah, you do one of these things.
Yeah, like a swimmer ear or something.
Trish, when your ears get stuffed up, name something you do to pop them.
Shoot, I just had one. Stick a Q-tip in there.
All right, Dave and Dee, it's your chance to steal. When your ears get stuffed up, name something you do to pop them.
Is that for either one of us? Or?
Yeah,
we can talk about it.
You guys can talk it out a little.
Since you've stolen it back, you can talk it out.
Discuss.
The only thing I had was what Trish said, because that's what I do. Hold my nose and blow. Someone said sneeze, right?
Yeah.
I usually cover my ears and with both hands and then pull away real quick. Like,
oh. That.
The answer is swallow.
Oh. Mm, that's true.
So Trish, you know, and Andrew have 2 points.
Like that. I don't like that.
Tell her about it.
Open your mouth, stick your finger in it. Yeah, I don't know if I like that.
All right. Dave and Andrew, step back up. Name a way little kids are punished.
Dave.
Dave.
Spankings.
Number one answer.
Wow.
Spankings. Do you want to play or fast?
That was going to be my answer no matter what the question was. let's play. Let's play it.
All right. D, name a way little kids are punished.
Stand in the corner.
Let me see here. That's on there. It's the number eight, but it's on there.
How about grounded?
Number four answer.
Oh, you guys are cleaning up.
You only need two more, and they have zero strikes. D, name a way little kids are punished.
No. Wash your mouth out with soap.
Ooh, it's a good answer, but it's not on here. I hated that as a kid.
Did you get it?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of soap? Just whatever was there?
Just like pump Dial.
Oh,
liquid?
Brutal. Brutal.
For real?
Yeah, I just had to swish it. Whew. That's I always thought it looked bad in A Christmas Story when he had the bar in his mouth.
Yeah, nothing's good.
It looked pretty intense.
I always feared it, but I didn't get that
one. Yeah, I was going to say, there's no good way.
How about lose your television privileges?
He's on a roll. You guys just need one more answer, and you have two strikes left. D, name a way little kids are punished.
Timeout.
No, weirdly enough, not on there. Mr.
Where did that
thing
from?
What's that?
What are they from?
How about take away a toy?
Since I gave them yawn, see, this is the point of having a gracious judge. No goodies. To me, that's a toy. That's a good thing in your life.
Yeah.
We also had
no goodies.
That's no stretch.
Yeah, no, Sierra, no goodies, no goodies.
So the other answers were...
We can't complain, really,
What
though.
If we switched the answers to the last one and they were punished by sticking it and shaking it? And...
Yikes. The other answers were sent to their room, dinner, and no allowance.
Okay.
Are they still up? Winning?
It's 2-1, yes, yeah. They're up by one. All right, round three, D and Trish stand up.
Come on, beeper. I got you.
Man, this is a weird category. Let me find a better one. The next one is name a white animal. It just seems awfully narrow. Okay.
Number one answer.
Trish and D, name an occupation that most people think is glamorous, but that you think is probably not that glamorous. Beep. Go ahead, beep.
Doctor. Would that be glamorous?
I've heard a lot of stories, and they're not glamorous.
D, what's an occupation that most people think is glamorous, but you think probably not so much?
Radio DJ.
You know what? I'll give you that. Broadcaster.
Let's pass it.
They're going to pass to
so we have this. Oh, we have to do the whole category.
Yes. Well, you have to get four more answers. So, Andrew, name an occupation most people think is glamorous, but you think is probably not that glamorous.
Ballerina.
Dee's laughing at
it. It's real hard. It's real hard on the body. It leaves your feet all messed up and your legs and your knees and stuff.
You still suffer?
Ballerina.
I will say lawyer.
Yes, it's on there. Attorney, the number five answer. Dave's like, you're telling me?
So wait, what was the one that D said?
Broadcaster.
Oh, broadcaster.
He said radio DJ, broadcaster.
Chef.
I thought you were about to curse.
That's a good one.
It is a good one.
Do we still have one more strike?
You have one strike left, Trish.
God,
name an occupation you think
of
most
one.
People think is glamorous, but you think is probably not that glamorous. They're going to be very obvious whenever.
Actress.
Yes.
Oh, I know another one.
Well, it's not going to get past me, so.
Come on.
Model.
That's the number one.
That's what I answered.
Damn it. That was my
steal.
So now
it's back to me.
It's back to you. You have one strike left, and you only need one more answer.
No pressure.
All on you.
I can't think of one, you guys.
Name an occupation that most people think is glamorous, but you think is probably not that glamorous.
Lifeguard.
I couldn't think of the glitz and glamour. The nightlife.
I could not think of anything.
That guy's getting laid like carpet.
Man, I just...
I couldn't think of anything. I've already said everything.
The whole pool can't take their eyes off that lifeguard.
We definitely know who's been watching Baywatch. Reruns.
I can't wait to see what yours is. Come right. on. What's your big steal?
I've got pro athlete, and I've got a professional pilot, like a jet pilot. Got anything?
I was going with doctor, but...
Lifeguard?
They already said it.
No, yeah. Go with doctor.
What I do like you guys pro think? Athlete, though.
Okay, we're going to go professional athlete.
And you stole it. You stole it just like that.
Damn it. Yeah. Why didn't you say something?
I know. I was not good at that one.
Remember when you guys were getting along?
So the game is tied. What do you say we play one more round to see who wins this one? Okay, let me find a good one. Talk among yourselves for a second. Lifeguard. Talk about how weird the lifeguard thing was.
Oh, my God. That was weird. You guys, I literally couldn't think of anything, and I don't know why lifeguard popped
in my head. I kept wanting to literally say, like, garbage disposal guy, as if that
okay,
is glamorous.
So garbage disposal
right.
guy?
That's... Like a garbage man. Garbage man.
That's... garbage
the proper,
man.
The proper terminology for that is sanitation worker.
Yeah,
sanitation
no,
there's
worker.
The guy that only
garbage
works on garbage
disposal. Garbage guy is not
disposals.
Even accurate.
What that's
do you
what
do?
You call it when you're a mobster and you're on the front, but you're not good at it.
His garbage disposal.
Take him to the garbage disposal.
Garbage disposal, man.
Oh, my God.
All right, here's the round that decides the winner of today's studio feud.
This is big. Come on, Andrew. We can do it.
Is Who's, it me and Andrew?
Yes. Okay. It's Dave and Andrew up at the podium. Dave and Andrew, name an excuse that people use to get out of jury duty. Dave.
Their job.
Number two answer.
They're sick.
That is the number one answer. Andrew, Trish.
How many are on the board?
So there's five left on the board, but you only need three to win.
Trish, we both lied about a lot of stuff to get out of a lot of things. I think we should play.
All right, let's do it.
All right, Trish, give me an excuse that people use to get out of jury duty.
They know one of the participants.
Good answer.
It is a good answer. Number five answer.
They have had the crime perpetrated against them. That sounds really threatening, but you know what I mean.
Sounds really familiar to you.
They are not the victim, no.
Wait a minute, second degree assault? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, can you tell me what's on the board?
So we just took off illness, work, and knowing people involved in the case.
They're going on vacation.
Out of town. You need one more, and you have two strikes.
They're kids. My kid's got a thing. I gotta go do kid stuff.
Yes!
Yeah, just like that. Yes! It's a clean sweep.
Is that what it
Wait
said?
A minute.
It says children.
What
Care
thing?
For children.
There we go. What thing? I protest.
That
what
is
thing?
Awesome.
What do you mean?
He
what?
Said their kid had a thing. What thing?
Yeah, you know, gotta go to school or
their
whatever.
Kids.
Whatever
he
kids.
Said oh kid had an appointment.
Really?
You're
really?
Acting like Child Dave care. Right now.
Whatever kids do.
Hey.
Well,
what is that about?
I'm sorry, I got a thing right now, you know?
I hear you.
We got to get a break. We got a thing.
This feels racist.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 530 on the dot. Trish Gazelle is here from KZK. My partner, Big D, is here. And, well, now I know what it feels like to lose something for racial reasons. So I feel your pain, D2C.
You should probably stop.
I protest.
Horrible.
So I saw on Twitter the other day, Ellen DeGeneres, everyone's always mad at her. Usually for a pretty good reason. Like,
lately. In fairness.
So Ellen delivered a bunch of meals to frontline workers at Dodger Stadium while they were doing a vaccine site, like this mass vaccination thing. And she spent all this time like rounding up all of the pharmacists to take a group photo with her. And since all the pharmacists were getting their photo op with Ellen so she could look good on her television show, people were delayed getting the vaccine for like hours.
Shut up.
That's horrible.
So all these people were complaining about it on Twitter. Like, are you serious? Like, it's hot outside and we're in the sun and we're just waiting for a vaccine. And our pharmacist had to leave to go get their photo taken in the group pic with Ellen.
There's two ways to look at that. There's... she just has bad luck and people don't like her and you just can't win for losing. No good deed goes unpunished. Or you can look at it that if you were a good, decent person, you wouldn't even think to do that. You would just drop it off and you'd go.
Yeah, you just leave it alone.
But it kind of goes both ways on the people who wanted to take the picture too. Like the pharmacist.
Yeah,
like when you say like, sorry, I'm a little busy right now.
I wonder if they were pressured by their people to like, okay, we really need you to go.
Yeah.
I mean, but you're right. I mean, they might have had the choice. And that was probably the wrong move, too. But I think it's probably we're just watching her way more closely than we ever have.
Yeah.
Like, if this would have happened 5 or 10 years ago, no one would have even known. Or they would have been like, oh, yeah, I guess that's normal. Now we're much more willing to call that kind of stuff out when we see it.
But just because we're willing, now that we're watching, doesn't mean that we're not seeing it.
Right.
She's still probably a bag of crap. So that's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Headlines?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Find all new delicious meals in the Schnucks Deli, and you can order in advance using your Schnucks Rewards app. The CDC says to be careful when you're working out at the gym. Coronavirus spreads fast in these high-intensity workout classes, according to research. I don't necessarily know that I needed a study for that because, you know, the instructors are yelling at you. You're sweating.
Yeah.
You're breathing heavily. I mean, it's kind of a big duh, but CDC wants you to know. You should be extra careful.
Well, good thing I never go to those.
It's just like, that's exactly why I don't work out.
You're not going to catch it that way.
Right.
But if you do, you could just say it like, I was doing a spinning class.
Working out again.
I was reading an article. It was in my show prep. I've had these before about when you flush the toilet. I forget what it's called.
The
overspray.
Particles, spray up and hit your toothbrush.
Exactly. And you know what? I was like, fine. Like, I don't care.
I can't police this.
Exactly.
I've got enough stuff going on.
Yeah,
see,
what am I
do care about that. So I would always, I close the lid before I flush the toilet.
Every time
you flush?
I
thought you were going to say before you poop.
Yes. No, every.
I thought you were just extra careful.
No, every
time. You
got to
wipe the lid off every time.
I close the lid at home. I do.
Man, maybe I should. I never thought to do that. Maybe I'm just really dumb, but I'm like, I guess it's just getting all over my towels.
And see, I don't care. I'm a dirty man. It's just like, if I can't see it.
Wait, did you read the whole story?
No, because.
Okay, so what they're saying is.
No, I know what
the
they're
whole
saying.
Point of the, no, they're saying it's no big deal now.
Oh.
So
it was
fake
was,
news
yes.
from the jump.
So what they said, because I read the same thing.
That's
wrong.
I should finish more articles.
I wonder if the whole
don't
show.
Don't try to tell
the
me.
The whole show would be different if
it
you just
really
finished
would.
The article. No, what they're saying is it used to be a big deal, but now. They don't think it travels that far to your toothbrush or the particles, so don't worry about it as
okay,
much.
Okay,
who took the time
I know.
To study the toilet and say, hey.
How far the particles went?
How far do you shoot when you flush?
Yeah, are some flushes like more powerful
and
than others?
Is there any outcome for those scientists that told us the bad information before?
Yeah, are they going to be punished
right.
for making us afraid?
You're
That's
fired.
I want to know how much they got paid.
Right.
A lot.
And they probably didn't even do the study.
And who
They're like,
funded
you know, there's
it?
Probably particles
like
getting on
Charmin
their toothbrush.
Or
I don't know. But it's this along the same lines as the diet thing. When we were in high school, we ate rice cakes, saltines, and bread when you were on a diet. All
Ooh,
carbs is my point, except the rice cakes.
I honestly thought this had to do
all
with
of a sudden
pooping.
My mouth just got dry.
No, but what I'm saying is they change every like couple years. Oh, you can't eat that now. That's what gets you fat.
I thought you were saying when I was young, we ate nothing but saltines and there is no poop spray at all.
Yeah. They added the poop spray with white
no,
toothpaste.
My whole point was wrong
big
info.
Cloud of
we
dust.
We had no problem back
Not
then.
Not clear today.
Let's see. Quick, one more story about COVID-19. Just a word to the wise. Apparently, a side effect of the vaccine can mimic a sign of breast cancer. You can have swollen lymph nodes. So they're encouraging women who have the vaccine to either get their mammogram done this year before their vaccine or make sure you space it out, because the last thing you want is to have an unnecessary scare because your lymph nodes are swollen.
Man,
that's a good tip.
COVID-19 is a dick. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like the flu. Makes you sick, done. Rhinovirus makes you throw up, makes you poop out water, you're done. This one, months and months later, just so many things coming out.
I know.
It's crazy.
Twitter announces big changes on the way. I had told you guys a couple weeks ago that they were considering making people pay for certain features on Twitter. Well, they've released a little more information on this. So the thing that you would pay for is called Super Follows. That would permit users to steer their followers to content and charge them for the privilege. So this could include things like additional tweets that other people don't get to see, newsletters, support badges, and access to one of the new communities. Communities are going to be a lot like Facebook groups. So, you know, you can join, like, I'm in my group that everyone pretends to be an ant and serve the queen. They can do that.
I wondered if you're going to
on Twitter now.
Out yourself on that. You guys know
but
this?
But you have to pay for it.
So they got rid of Periscope for this?
I guess so, yeah.
Really?
Did you pick up on that, Dee? Did she is in a Facebook group?
Well, hold on. Let's not misrepresent here. So we learned about, on the show, a Facebook group where everyone pretends to be an ant and serve the queen. Yeah, the look on your face is not a surprise. It's what most people do. So for research,
is it a game or a fetish?
It's a little of both. No, it's just like a Facebook group, and
how would it
will
be a fetish?
I think it leans
how
more
is
that
anything
way.
A fetish?
So it's more of that than a game.
Really?
Oh,
haven't
yeah.
you heard of those people who dress up in the furry costumes?
Maybe not. Maybe not
Furbies? No, that's a Christmas toy.
You guys are acting like it's out of the realm of possibility.
I mean,
I was
it could
raised
be a
by
fetish
furries,
for some.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Both my mom and dad.
Well, anyway, I only joined the group as research for the show.
Because of your fetish.
Yeah, and now I have an ant fetish. It developed because
I only
of the show.
Because
so don't
I have
make
a
it
fetish.
Out like I brought this
you
up.
You come in here with a scepter, it's on.
Look, I'm only crown. Attracted to men that carry bread on their backs.
But no, the whole group is like,
can you lift 10 times your body weight?
You speak, no, when you're in the group, you have to speak as an ant. And I don't post anything
speak
in the group. I just read it.
As an ant?
So like if I posted a photo of this water bottle, I'd be like, I found water for the queen. Help me carry it to her.
It's so heavy.
And then, yes, it's you're getting it. Uh-huh. And then everyone comments like, lift.
Oh, my.
This is what white people do, Dee.
Definitely new to me.
That is hilarious.
One more quick story before we go to break. Not about ants or fetishes. Or maybe. The Frasier reboot is coming to Paramount Plus. I have never seen one episode of Frasier. It just never grabbed me. Wasn't a big Cheers gal either, but I know that it is has such a following and people love this show. Kelsey Grammer is returning to the iconic role. No word on if he will still be a Seattle radio host this time around, but they're rebooting it, and it's coming to Paramount Plus for all of you Frasier fans out there.
Don't like him, never liked him. Especially how he treated Camille on Real Housewives of Beverly
he
Hills.
He was horrible on Real Housewives of Beverly
He's
Hills.
He's a jerk in general. Kelsey Grammer's like a mean guy, I think.
All right, going to shred the Frasier story.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, happy Friday. Thanks again to our buddy Trish Gazelle for sitting in with us and for our buddy Tim Convey. Really made it easier with Tony at Disney and Sue at an orgy. I don't know. I
Oh, where she goes every February.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with her ways. I just know that it...
The yearly gathering.
You just know what's going down once she gets there.
Hey.
Oh, sorry. That's my bad.
That's
love
who,
you, Sue.
Not what. Well, if you can transition from that to Joss Whedon, please feel free.
I'm just so fascinated by this. So Andrew's probably a much more, way more of an expert on Joss Whedon than me. I've never been like a huge like Buffy person or really any of the stuff that he's done. But I've always been aware of him like having friends that were really into Joss Whedon. And his whole thing throughout his entire career has been like, I'm this artist that empowers women and I write these strong female characters and a lot of men can't do what I do. But I see the value in working with women and how amazing they are. Well, recently it's come to light that he's been like a gigantic jerk on an unhealthy scale with like every woman he's ever worked with.
Like a hitting on, or like a, I'm like, your boss and you do what I say.
Like abusively. How would you describe it, Andrew? Like, he's not like sexually harassing them. He was just overly rude, mean, yes, hostile.
Very hostile, and sometimes
hostile
very,
work environment.
Sometimes gotcha. Very creepy. It's come out. I don't think we know exactly what happened, but Michelle Trachtenberg, who was young when she was on Buffy, she played Buffy's little sister for a few seasons, she said that after a certain incident, she and Joss Whedon were not allowed to be alone.
Okay.
In the same room. Wow.
Bad sign.
Yeah, not a super great sign. And it, people have been starting to figure this out about Joss Whedon over the last couple of years.
Although, in fairness, I'm not allowed to be around Wiggins anymore. So,
after the incident.
Yes.
but he people have been starting to figure this out about him. There was a time around when feminism was really sort of coming into its own around the like mid to late aughts. It was a very popular thing to be like, I'm the feminist guy, and I'm not like the normal guys because I think women are people, or
yeah,
whatever. And that
ladies,
always...
try not to fall over yourselves.
Right.
Form a line over here to thank me for all of the work that I'm doing for you.
Exactly. And then as we've sort of matured and progressed through the like 10s and into the 20s, we've started to realize, like, oh, if you have to say it, that's yeah, also not a good
thing. That's funny. Rachel said that in the office.
That was kind of the point of what I wanted to talk about today is, like, I've known, like, my pal Andrew over here, I believe, is a feminist. He doesn't have to tell me every day. Like, I've met a couple of guys who are like, just so you know, I support you ladies. And I'm like, it's really, really strange to me that you feel the need to clarify that. I feel like I would be able to very easily pick up on that through your words and your actions and my experiences.
And
with
don't you find that those guys, and I think I know one at least you're talking about, are not?
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like you're coming from a place of like, hey, I get all these brownie points right now, right? Because you're a girl.
Right.
And
I'm putting this all in my
account. I'm telling you that I think you're special. And it's like, okay, cool. Like, I'm a feminist too. I think that women are equal as well. I shouldn't put you on a pedestal as a man or give you any extra credit because you think that I'm a person. Like, that doesn't mean that you're like, you're not doing anything special. You're just doing the bare minimum.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
But does he do movies as well?
Yeah, he did like the first Avengers movie.
Okay.
Did he do the first Star Trek? No.
No, that was J.J. Abrams.
I get those two mixed up.
I do too.
Because the J's,
I do
you
too.
Know?
And there's someone else. Is it Michael Bay that blows everything up?
That's Michael Bay, yeah.
Those three are the same guy to me. And then Chris Nolan, I know I like all of his films.
That's like Interstellar,
yes.
Inception.
He's
yes.
a lot more
Batman.
Like artsy.
Yeah.
He's
what
dark,
is his
gritty,
latest?
Artsy. Oh,
Tenet.
Tenet, yes, thank you.
I haven't watched that.
Me either.
Something didn't grab me about the trailer. Man, trailers are important, aren't they?
It's very bad.
I was just thinking of this earlier today. How many like comedy directors do you think just lose their mind whenever the studio pumps out a trailer
100%.
For the film and it's like, you used all of the best jokes in the trailer.
But
there's
then also,
no longer a reason to come see my movie.
I also read something the other day that said, if you watch a comedy trailer and you don't laugh once, don't go. And so I get the pressure.
Yeah.
But again, if a trailer is 2 minutes and your movie's 90, you should have plenty for both.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of times the people who make the movie don't actually make the trailer.
Rarely.
They outsource it to like trailer houses whose whole job it is just to edit down and make
trailer
trailers.
House.
That's what they call them.
And pictured like a Chinese sweatshop where they're making soccer balls.
Trailer house is also what you call like a trailer that people live in. Seems like an odd choice of words, but...
All right, so with everything going on in the world and COVID and the whole thing, I had forgotten, as a bad Catholic dad at least, that it is the Lenten season, which means it's fish fry season, and we have Brian on from Incarnate Word, the Knights of Columbus. Every year they have their annual Lenten fish fry, the only Cajun-style fish fry, which we're going to find out what that means, celebrating 30 years of fish fries. And, Brian, if I'm not mistaken, you have a connection to the Dave Glover Show from way back in the day.
Yeah, well, I'll remember back to 2007, the Dave Glover Show Survivor Series. I was one of the four finalists, and I did a one-hour show called the Big B-Zone.
Absolutely, B-Zone. It's great to talk to you.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Ironically, it just it literally was like within a day or two of the St. Louis public schools losing their accreditation, State Yankee at that point.
Yeah. So, and I totally remember you. That is awesome, man. So tell us all about your fish fry. Why is it special? I mean, obviously it's good because it's been going on for 30 years. Tell us all about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, basically we're known as the only Cajun style fish fry for many years. This year we kind of scaled back a little bit because of the COVID restrictions and stuff. It's a condition being able to have the fish fry. And so we're basically known as St. Louis's best family fish fry, and with a bit of with Cajun flair to it this year. So we have some of the same things like past years, but we have the tilapia, baked tilapia. We have the fried cod. We have gumbo, hush puppies, red beans and rice. And so we still have a little bit of a Cajun flair to it, but this year we had to, like you said, had scale back due to the COVID restrictions. But that normally we have our entire menu is Cajun style, which kind of sets us apart from other fish fries in St. Louis.
Sure. For the uninitiated, whereabouts are you in town in Incarnate Word, Knights of Columbus?
Okay. We're at Incarnate Word Parish. If people in St. Louis are familiar, we go to, you take 141 to Olive, and get off at Olive and turn left. And we're literally the next stoplight after that on the south side of Olive. And if you want to, we could also order food on the food online for pickup. And also, they could also come up and do drive up as well. The drive up be in the lower part church lot parking lot, and the online orders be picked up in the upper parking lot.
Gotcha. And the website is stlfishfry.com for all that, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's stlfishfry.com. It's updated. So if you can also, like I said, you can place your orders from the fish fry. Just either click on the menu at the top or click on online ordering, or there's a button on the side that says click here to order online.
Yeah.
You can also see we have the entire menu and where you contact us, and even a copy of the printable menu if you want to print one off. And so you can decide ahead of time, and especially for those doing drive up, you come up.
All right.
Can bring that up and give it to us.
Well, cool, brother. B-Zone, it's great to talk to you again. It's been way too long. Yep. Good luck on the fish fry, and maybe we'll talk to you next year.
Okay, one thing I should mention, that we will bring, whether it's the drive through or carry out, we will bring we need everybody to stay in there. Cars, we'll take yours, and we'll bring the food out to you.
Yes.
As well.
You get out of your car, B-Zone's going to whip your ass.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome, guys.
All right, man.
Nice talking to you. Missed you guys, and love to see you sometime.
All right, pal.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.